Shalom, everybody! At the end of Parshas Pekudei, the Torah tells us that after all the contributions of Bnei Yisrael, after all of the work that Bezalel and Oholiab did, all the work that the architects and engineers and artists invested, after all that, the Mishkan is finally assembled. And when is it assembled? The Torah tells us in Perek Mem Pasuk Beis that Moshe was told to assemble the Mishkan B'yom HaChodesh HaRishon, Be'echad l'chodesh, on the first day of the first month. In other words, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Mishkan was assembled for the very first time. And the Medrash Rabbah on Parshas Pekudei, Parsha Nun Beis, Piska Beis, discusses the time frame of the construction and the assembly of the Mishkan. The Medrash quotes a pasuk from Tehillim, which the Medrash understands to be an allusion to the climate and to the thinking of Bnei Israel at the time. The pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Tes says, Te'alamna sifsei shaker, may the lips of the lying people, te'alamna, may, from the word elame, which means mute, may the lips of the lying people become mute. Hadovros al tzadik asak, those lips which speak foolishness against the righteous, begava vavuz, with arrogance and contempt. Again, may the lips of the lying people become mute, which speak foolishness against the righteous, with arrogance and contempt. And the Medrash says that these words about the foolish lips speaking badly about a tzaddik, this refers to many people in Bnei Yisrael, the leitzanim, the clowns, the scoffers who spoke badly about Moshe. And why? Because as soon as Hashem commanded Moshe to build the Mishkan back in Parshas Truma on the day after Yom Kippur, that's when Moshe immediately said, V'yikchu li Truma. Moshe immediately started collecting donations from Bnei Yisrael, and they too immediately began contributing and building the Mishkan. And they all worked and worked very quickly, and the Mishkan was built in 3 months, 3 months after Yom Kippur was in the month of Teves. And then the Mishkan just sat there, so to speak. It wasn't built, it wasn't assembled, it just sat there unassembled for another 3 months until Nisan. That's what the Medrash says. Gimel Chadashim Asa'uhu, the Gimel Chadashim Kipluhu. They built it in 3 months, and then it sat, folded up, so to speak. So the scorners in Bnei Yisrael said all of this work was for nothing. We worked so hard and nothing. The Mishkan is just sitting around. You, Moshe, said that Hashem would dwell among us. V'shachanti b'socham. And it's not happening. We worked hard and nothing has happened. That's what the Medrash says. However, we can ask a simple question. If at first glance, it would seem that Moshe's critics were right. If the Mishkan was ready after 3 months, why did it take 6 months until Nisan for the Mishkan to be assembled? This question is asked by Rav Yosef Tzvi Salant. He died in 1981. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was a direct descendant of Rav Zundel Salant, who was the main Rebbe of Yisrael Salanter. Rav Yosef Tzvi Salant asks this question in his Sefer Be'er Yosef in Chelek Aleph on our Parsha, and he offers the following beautiful idea. The Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan, was a direct result of the Egel HaZahav. It was a kapara, an atonement for what we did wrong at the Egel. And the Kuzari and the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban and other Mefarshim understand that the sin of the Egel was that Bnei Yisrael wanted to create some sort of tangible thing here on this earth that would enable the Shechina to dwell among them. But the sin was they did it without the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, when Moshe was just a few hours late and he still hadn't returned from Har Sinai, Bnei Yisrael ran impetuously and impulsively. They didn't wait to hear Hashem's command. They just ran headfirst and made the Egel. And so, says the Be'er Yosef, now that it was time in our parasha to assemble the Mishkan, Hashem had to teach Bnei Yisrael how to undo, how to correct the mistakes of the Mishkan. The Mishkan will be built. But now it's time to wait, especially when it comes to Kedusha. Now it's time to realize and internalize that Hashem doesn't just come down, so to speak, whenever you want. Yes, he's always here and everywhere. And yes, he always wants a relationship with us. But now it's time to learn the midah of patience when it comes to yearning for Hashem. B'nai Yisrael had to sit day after day after day for 3 months looking at the Mishkan that was fully built. And they had to want the Mishkan and want the Kedusha and want Hashem to be a part of your life. That lesson, the lesson of yearning and of patience, was taught right at the beginning, right before Sefer Vayikra, right before the Mishkan went into operation. Hashem is always here. The Kedusha is always around us. But we have to really want it, and we have to have patience for these beautiful, special things to finally happen to us. Have an amazing day, everyone.